Oh, yes. John's in Croydon. John, what do you think?
Hello there, James.
Hello, John.
Right, well, the thing is, really, I mean, you're going to have a... It's going to be hard to beat your argument there, James, because simply as you just made it clear, it's the law, right?
Yeah.
But the fact is, I mean, I am, and I know I am a very competent driver, and I do keep within the law, the limit, the lot. But on the occasion, which happened the other night, actually, one time, I got flashed by the camera, and it was in a 30 mile or whatever it was on that road. But, and it was... I mean, as a competent driver, I'm going to work or whatever it is. I can sometimes just... Not realising it, you don't seem dangerous because you don't feel dangerous. You're looking around, there's no one about, there's no danger. The only thing that says, it's just because it says 30 miles an hour, and normally you would, and the camera's in a funny place.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it caught me. And the fact of the matter is, yes, I got caught, but the fact is, I mean, there is no, I'm a human being, and I'm being punished. For just a human error. It's a little error.
Yeah.
But why am I being, it's like I'm being punished for every single error. I mean, yes or no, only because a man says it's the law and he thinks it's dangerous or whatever it is, and you're gonna win this anyway, hands down, but you know that, because it is the law. Not to say that I'm driving down a road and I'm
This is the first time I've ever felt completely redundant during a call, John. It's as if you're sort of you're topping and tailing it for me.
I don't mean to, but I don't mean to be rude or anything.
No, not at all. It's lovely listening to you.
I'm telling you, I'm driving down a road. I'm very competent. I'm a very competent driver. I'll drive big lorries. I can drive anything.
Yes.
I'm driving down a road in my car, going to work. All of a sudden, I didn't realise, not because I'm trying to get there fast enough. I'm driving normal, but and it doesn't seem fast. It seems normal. And also, I got flashed. And it was that point.
Yeah.
And just for argument's sake, about another 500 yards, I might have just realised and then looked at it for a month and then, and then come down again.
Yeah.
Because I just went up there because it seemed right, because there's no safe... I've done a risk assessment, there's nothing there, there's no people, there's no danger, and it just felt right. And then also I looked at the thermometer and, I'm just over, I'll come back down again.
Right.
But before I've done that, I got flashed, and now I've got to pay a fine, and I can't afford it, but I've got to pay it because it'll go up and up, and I'm in a system. And you're going to win because it is the law. That's all that says it. The law, and makes you right and me wrong. That is all. And not to say that the law is wrong, and that is it, because I'm a human being.
Me too.
I know right from wrong, and I made a human error. Because us humans, we make mistakes.
We do.
We're not built perfectly. We make mistakes, and we can't help that. And we're being punished for our mistakes on this God's land. It's our land anyway. That bloke was telling you like before, it's a law and act. I know where he's going, and I make him right.
Yeah.
It's the fact is, we are competent, and we're not allowed to make a mistake.
No.
We have to play everything. Go on then. Sorry about that.
That's James. Right. No, job done. Nice one.
But there you go. That's my point. I mean, that is it in a nutshell, really.
Bon voyage.
Yeah, happy day.
Danny's in Croydon. Danny, what would you like to say?
Hello, mate. Cool, I think you might have said everything. Two points. Generally, I listen to your show all the time, and I think it's brilliant.
Do you mind if I put my sledgehammer down for a minute? My biceps are killing me.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's my first point. I think you've lost the plot, mate. First of all, driving a car is not illegal. Me walking up a high street, swinging or even carrying
a sledgehammer. No, you're allowed to carry it. You see, you've tuned in late. It was a broadsword at 10:05 this morning, and that would have been illegal. But I bought a sledgehammer, I bought a pickaxe in B&Q, and I carried it home. I was not breaking the law.
Well, I guarantee you, mate, if I walk through Croydon High Street, I won't get from one end to another.
No, that's why I chose Chiswick High Road, Daniel. There's a very crucial geographical distinction to be drawn.
Now, with regard to the speed cameras issue, there is a right and a wrong within this.
Yes.
The speed cameras law, yes, potentially half of it is correct and it is right for our own safety. The other half of the law is we have more than three times more speed cameras than any other country in Europe is a fact.
Yes.
The second thing is, half of these cameras are there purely to make revenue. They are not there just to make people slow down or be safe.
But they don't make any revenue if people do slow down.
No, but you're just arguing for the sake of arguing. The only point
it's a living.
It's your job, I know. But I'm trying to corner you here.
I'm not.
I
genuinely
up.
Mean it. I understand why speeding cameras get on people's nerves.
No, but I'm not talking about getting on people's nerves.
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that they are placed in... Like the guy that you sort of argued his point away, and he had a valid point, that when they changed it from a 40 to a 30 for no apparent reason...
And put up signs.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that you're not told and you've got to obey the law. What I'm saying is the law should be, the whole point of speed cameras is for public safety. Right or wrong?
Well, I quite like the idea of them being used to raise revenue. And I promise I'm not being the devil's advocate because well, partly because the arguments I've heard so far this morning have been so specious. If that is a way of taxing... Look, think of it as a stupid tax.
What, do you believe in entrapment?
No, that's why the signs have to be up.
Right, well, the A3, which a lot of people know...
Oh, don't do this.
No.
It just makes you sound like a Colin. It makes
six,
you... Oh, yes.
Six or seven times it changes the speed limit on one stretch of road.
I might have a problem.
The doesn't look any different.
I might have a problem with that. If I was fully au fait with the details, I might be able to object to it in a very specific fashion. But we're talking about the general trends, the broad brushstrokes of law.
The general trend is the government and the council want to rip us off as much as they can.
There's a recession, Danny. Don't you listen to the news? We need the money, my friend.
To do what with? What happened to all the other money we're given?
We might have to go to war with Iran next week. Don't you watch Fox News?